Bond. James Bond.
You have a nasty habit of surviving.
Smoke screen?
We're gonna have a ball.
Oil slick?
There are two ways to disable a crocodile, you know.
Rear bulletproof screen?
$100 million.
And left and right front wing machine guns.
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Friday is movie day here on The Takeaway, and you can tell from that audio that it's a special movie day. It's Bond Day. With me here in the studio, Movie Date podcast host Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway, with her co-host Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Welcome, Kristen and Rafer.
Hi, Todd.
It's great to have you. We've got Spectre on tap this weekend, the awesome new James Bond film, which we're going to talk about. That's why we have all the James Bond at the top. But first, trivia, of course. You knew I wasn't going to skip this. And it's simple. You're going to listen to this clip. Don't answer yet. We're going to circle back to it at the end after we talk about this week's movie. Name the film. You're going to get a bonus point for naming the villain.
These are outrageous terms.
I want no part of it, thank you.
As you wish. The rest of our discussion must, of course, be confidential. Would you wait outside?
This way.
So, does anybody else want to drop out?
You're going to name that film, and you're going to get a bonus point for naming the villain. Hold that thought. You both look perplexed. We better move on to Spectre, this week's brand-new James Bond film. This is Daniel Craig's last go at James Bond. Christopher Waltz is in it, which excites me. I love him. Here's a clip.
Well, I can tell you that I don't trust you.
Well, then you have impeccable instincts.
If you don't leave now, we'll die together.
I can think of worse ways to go.
Ben, you're obviously crazy, Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
Now, Kristen Meinzer, for my money, Daniel Craig is the best of them.
You know, that's your money. And you can and you can spend your money any way you want to. I cannot agree with you on this one. But first of all, let's talk about the plot of this. Not that the plot ever matters in a James Bond movie. In this case, he's trying to uncover the secrets of some sort of sinister organization called Spectre. What is Spectre? What are they going to do? How can he destroy them? What are they going to do to torture him to try and ruin him? And that's him with Monica Bellucci. And she was very, very exciting before the movie came out. A lot of people were excited that James Bond was going to have a romantic interest the same age as him for once, not a 20-year-old. But of course, she's only on the screen briefly. But she gives him some clues. He follows more and more clues. But then also along the way, he just is very serious. And I really wish that this James Bond was not so serious and not so sullen. And that's my biggest beef with all of the Daniel Craig James Bond movies.
With Daniel Craig. Now, Rafer, I was very excited about the prospect of Christoph Waltz. I assume he's the villain here.
He is the villain. He plays Oberhauser. And I won't say too much more than that because there is a big reveal in the film as to what his real identity is. And I love Christoph Waltz as well. I think he's a great scenery chewer. And I love when he just sort of goes off the rails. He doesn't get to do quite as much of that here, I think, because he's weighed down by some of that narrative backstory. And it's a more serious Christoph Waltz, which I was a little disappointed by.
All right, well, I'm going anyway, even though nobody loves it. They're still getting my $13, I have to say. I think I decided that when I knew it was coming out. Now, we're going to take it down several notches. Something much more pleasant. We've been talking about Peanuts on the show today, Kristen. You saw the new Peanuts film, which is in theaters. Let's listen.
There's a new kid moving
in. Big brother, put yourself together.
Come on, Charlie Brown.
This time, things will be different.
So much more refreshing than the Dark Spectre.
So here we have Charlie Brown excited, all the kids excited. A new kid is moving into town. Ooh, she's the pretty little redheaded girl that we all know about. And he spends the entire school year trying to win her attentions. Now, this is very, very loyal to the TV specials of Charlie Brown for both good and ill. It's a little bit old-fashioned. It's a little bit hokey. It moves at a pace that I think works better at a 22-minute holiday special. But it's also very sweet and sad, like all of the Charlie Brown specials are. And it does have that wonderful Vince Guaraldi music throughout it, which is enjoyable.
You always have to ask with these films if adults can enjoy it without the kids along or in addition to the kids.
I actually think this is one where the adults might like it better. I think for a lot of kids, it's not going to be as yuck, fast-paced. There's no, you know, pooping jokes in it. And the stuff that kids like nowadays, they might find it too slow. And I think the adults might chuckle with it with nostalgia more.
Yeah, with a lot of memories of Snoopy and Woodstock. Hitchcock, especially Charlie Brown. All right, let's move on to Brooklyn to round it out before we get back to that awesome trivia question. This is written by Nick Hornby. I think we have a clip of this as well.
I've enrolled you in a night class for bookkeeping at Brooklyn College. It'll be 3 nights a week, and I paid your tuition for the first semester.
Why?
Why? Not thank you.
Sorry, thank you. Why?
I was amazed that someone as clever as you couldn't find proper work at home. I've been here too long. I forget what it's like in Ireland.
Rafer is a story of a young woman, an immigrant story, leaves Ireland, comes to New York, to the United States, and in the 50s.
Yeah, that's Saoirse Ronan. She plays Eilish. She does. She leaves her family, her sister, her mother, comes to Brooklyn, like so many Irish people at the time. There's a lot of jokes in the film, actually, about how it's just like home. And, actually, you should try to get out more and see people who aren't related to you back home. I wasn't expecting a lot from this film because it looked like just a bit of a meandering story about a girl who comes to Brooklyn, falls in love. She goes back home briefly and maybe falls in love with another man. But I found this film so lovely and such a great invocation of a bygone America and so powerful in the way that it evokes homesickness and the promise of a new life, what you're leaving behind, who you're leaving behind, the things that you do in America, the new world that have an effect on the old world back home. I just thought it was lovely, well-acted, beautifully written by Nick Hornby, and a great-looking film as well. Beautiful.
Kristen, there is a risk, I think, with stories like this that they become New York nostalgia stories.
Yeah.
The people who live here love the immigrant story of their hometown. Maybe not so much in Des Moines. I don't know.
Well, I do think that this does tread on that same ground that we've seen a million times. There's the Italian-American family and everyone's eating spaghetti and there's lots of talk of the Dodgers and there's all these things that are Italian-American, Irish-American, Brooklyn-centric, which may feel like we've been down that path a few too many times. And that's a little bit of a problem, but mostly I have to agree with Rafer that it won me over and it was very lovely and very sweet, even if I've been down that path before.
All right. So it sounds like out of all the three films that we heard that maybe Brooklyn is the top winner for this week. I'm still going to see James Bond despite the negativity across the table, but that's okay. I'm still going to see it. Now, speaking of James Bond, we have to go back to trivia. Now, that's your only hint. I played you a clip. Let's listen to it again.
These are outrageous terms.
I want no part of it, thank you.
As you wish. The rest of our discussion must, of course, be confidential. Would you wait outside?
This way.
So, does anybody else want to drop out?
Kristen Meinzer named the film.
Is it Moonraker?
No, Rafer?
I'm completely stumped. The American accents are throwing me. I don't know.
Do you even know the actor that was talking there?
I
that
don't
was Christopher
know.
Walken as Max Zorin in View to a Kill, 1985. Roger Moore as James Bond and Grace Jones as May Day. Guys, thanks so much, Kristen and Rafer, the Movie Date team. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Todd.